The sounds of Polish brass bands kept people company today as they queued to visit the grave of Pope John Paul II. The two youth bands arrived in St. Peter's Square Sunday and say they will stay in musical tribute for the full 9 days of mourning dedicated to the nation's greatest son. Certainly the pilgrims standing in line beneath a scalding midday sun enjoyed the distraction. Unlike last week, most of the people I spoke to were on organized trips with their local parishes. Some told me that they began queuing to visit the tomb at dawn this morning, many fearing a repetition of last week's phenomenon of massive crowds and marathon waiting times. But throughout the day, the lines of people beneath the colonnade bordering St. Peter's Square moved steadily, if slowly. Vatican guards were carefully controlling the flow of people through the crypts in small groups, keeping in mind the grotto's maximum capacity of 300 people. Pope John Paul II's grave itself, which lies beneath a vaulted alcove, is simple and serene, a white marble slab with gold embossed letters spelling Pope John Paul II's name in Latin, and with the years of his exceptionally long pontificate reading 1978 to 2005. Many people, as they arrived before the late pontiff's grave, knelt to pray. Some handed votive images or rosary beads over to a bystanding usher, who touched them to the tomb for a final blessing before returning them to their bearers. But perhaps most importantly for all those who feel a special affection for Pope John Paul II, who wish to say a simple prayer or even just goodbye, can now do so at their ease, for the crypts are open every day, Monday to Friday, from 7 o'clock in the morning till 6 p.m. in the evening, for the general public. I'm Emer McCarthy.